Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, did we get the reveal yet? Did they finally do? Oh my God, that was so painful on Sunday morning. You're waiting for these games to start and they're just dragging it out and dragging it out and dragging it out. But then again, maybe ESPN is the biggest problem in all of this. We'll get to that coming up. Welcome back. This is Bet Sweats. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic with you. I was ready to scream and be pissed off, and boy, was I pissed off for another reason. It's not just because I'm a Notre Dame fan and people will say I'm biased. That's just fine. Each of us have a ton to say. Sam, you were on the air yesterday morning, so I doubt that you got a chance to see everything that they had to say. It didn't really matter. We know the result. That had to suck, being on the air while we're trying to figure out, okay, who's in, who's in, who's out? And we finally get it. Once they did become side by side, I was concerned, but I was holding out hope because the betting market was still saying, Notre Dame's in. Notre Dame's in. And then it was creeping down and down and down. And Notre Dame, actually, for the most part, they got the results that they were hoping for on Championship Saturday. And it still didn't go their way. It didn't matter that it is a three-loss Alabama team. They held to their word and said those games don't matter. Apparently, it can only matter for the positive, but not the negative. All right, Sam, let's dive in. Where do you want to begin?
Well, this morning I've been seeing even dumber stuff than usual. I got Colby Dant and Ryan Horvath telling me, "Oh, Notre Dame lost to Marshall in 2022. Who cares?" Like, what honestly, are you people? That's people are stupid. They're just stupid. Like, the Notre Dame hate, I understand. You don't like Notre Dame, fine. I had made a tweet yesterday that Notre Dame would smash James Madison or Tulane. Because they would.
Totally.
Like, they would. Well, Notre Dame lost to a Marshall in Northern Illinois. I'm like, you people are idiots. If that's what you're going to go to, you're stupid. And Ryan Horvath, 20 minutes ago, they lost to Marshall in 2022. Who cares? That has nothing to do with Notre Dame being a top 12 team. You want the best teams in the playoff. Do you really want James Madison to go to Eugene and lose by 28? Is that the best playoff? No. And I want to preface everything I'm about to say with the following. $2,000 hit my account last night because Miami made the playoff.
Yeah.
I made that bet in the summer. I financially profited yesterday by Miami making the playoff. And I still think Notre Dame should be in. Now, the real question is, should Alabama be in? After getting waxed by Georgia in a conference title game and having -3 rushing yards. -3. And we're going to have that team be in over a team that's dominated everybody for 10 straight weeks. But then you got the SEC stuff. And you're right. We were on the air yesterday, Nick and I. And they did the hour show that could have been 12 minutes, and they got to go to every campus and hear from Marty Smith again. Like, okay, all right, just give us the bracket. Can we get the bracket, please?
And, Jen Lotta, yeah.
Right, yeah, Jen Lotta in her skin-tight leather pants. So they bring out Saban in his crimson-red sport coat, and then they bring out Herbstreit. And again, I can't hear it because I'm I'm on the air, but I can read lips, and you know what they're saying. Like, oh, Alabama plays in the – you can see I'm mouthing SEC on camera for those that can't see. Because it's ESPN who has a relationship with SEC. So what do you think Saban and Herb Street are saying on the college football playoff review show?
Can I tell you one thing that Herb Street was saying? I'm not trying to cut you off, but this kind of set me off because you're trying to read the lips, and I just want to fill something in. One of the first things that Herb Street said when he gets on camera, which set me off and many others, well, with this committee, the rankings aren't true until they get all the data in. Notre Dame and Miami didn't play. And every week leading up to the conference championship games, Notre Dame well ahead of Miami. When this started, it was 10 and it was 18. Notre Dame never lost, but somehow Miami passes them up. I just wanted to fill that in for you. They don't know the true rankings till they get all the data, even though they flipped teams that didn't play. Okay.
I also saw a clip of Herb Street who was saying, oh, well, BYU shouldn't be in because they lost their conference championship. And then 3 minutes later, he's like, well, you know, Alabama shouldn't be penalized for losing their conference championship. And I'm like, this is what's going on. Like, it's hard to get upset because, like, everybody's stupid. And I got people on the internet telling me that Notre Dame shouldn't be in because they lost to Northern Illinois last year in week two. Like, that matters. everybody's stupid. That's my thesis. Yeah. Miami should be in. Notre Dame should be in. Alabama, to me, should have been penalized. I have this tweet. I thought Ben Stevens had a really interesting tweet yesterday. Losers of the Power Four title games. Ohio State lost by 3, dropped by a spot. BYU lost by 27, dropped by a spot. Virginia lost by 7 in overtime, dropped out of the playoff. Alabama lost by 21, did not drop a single spot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Fair. What is it? Pick a lane, be consistent. Nobody knows. We knew this, but yesterday was more evidence than ever before that the weekly ranking show is a big fat zero. And you would think that as we get to the end, maybe last week's ranking show, weekly show, reveal, whatever you want to call it, okay, maybe that means something. No, it meant nothing. It meant nothing. And ESPN is a big part of the problem. And then it was interesting as they're interviewing the chair, you see Reese Davis kind of realizing, oh, this weekly ranking show that I'm on every week means nothing. It's completely irrelevant because they changed everything. They did. And they protected Bama, except for protecting Bama. So you move Bama up, can't move them again. They're in the SEC championship game. That's what they decided, even though they move other teams. And then, well, we're going to change with other. It's just, it doesn't make any sense. And the whole side-by-side, Booger McFarland was right. Oh, well once we get another week of them talking about it, things are going to change. And that's exactly what happened. Here's the bottom line. I think we're both on the same page here. They like to talk a big game about getting the best teams. They did not get the best teams. They didn't get the best 12. They didn't get the best 10. Sam, they didn't get the best 5. Your system is broken. We all know this. And I hope there's changes. Maybe there will be. Maybe there won't be. And I know there's a lot of Notre Dame haters and all that. And like you just hear it all. Join a conference! Join a conference! Hello. Look at the environment. Conferences are going away. And you have teams in conferences that still aren't playing anybody if you're screaming about Notre Dame's easy schedule. Because they can't. Because the conferences are too big. There are going to be teams every year that miss a lot of tough teams. Break down some of those schedules in the Big Ten and the SEC. And leading into the Indiana-Ohio State Big Ten championship game, those teams miss good teams. They weren't playing Oregon. You know, on the Indiana side, they didn't play Michigan, which ended up being, like, I guess, the fourth or fifth best team. They miss USC. Like,
What are we doing? Stop it. Join a conference. That's not going to fix everything. The conferences are going away. We're getting closer and closer to these super leagues. Now, will Notre Dame do it? I lean no, because they see what's happening here. So don't fool yourself into thinking that joining a conference is going to fix all this. That if they need to do it, well, you can't just be independent. You got to join a conference like everybody else. Well, everybody else isn't in a conference, but they're going away. So why do you have to join a conference? I don't understand that. So, I mean, it's broken in a number of ways. I did want to get to something from a friend of the show. Did you see what Brett McMurphy put out there before we even got to the reveal of the college football playoff yesterday?
No.
Okay, so he puts this out, and this is before the reveal, before we know. Not much at stake today, says industry source who tells On3 Sports. And I quote, no matter what.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Today could be the day the CFP collapses. If they hose Notre Dame or Alabama or an entire P4 league, meaning the ACC, did two or three, then they let two G5 teams in and only one from Big 12/ACC? Question mark. I'm praying this committee ends. Maybe it will. Maybe it will. Bring back the BCS. Come back with some sort of a formula with numbers so they're not making it up as they go along.
Four-team playoff would have been as easy as ever to just put in Indiana, Georgia, Ohio State, Texas Tech, and we have an outstanding college football playoff. But you want to keep expanding. Keep expanding. Go ahead. Let's get 24 teams. That'll fix everything. Oh, join a conference. Oh, Duke won the conference championship and didn't make the playoff. We just make it up as we go along. Here are the top 12 teams. If you just followed the AP poll, which has been made fun of for decades, you took the AP poll top 12, Indiana, Georgia, Ohio State, Texas Tech, Oregon, Ole Miss, A&M, Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Miami, Alabama, BYU. Bang. That's your playoff right there. That would be the way to do it. But things are never this simple because dumb people get involved, as we've chronicled over the last 12 minutes. Couple other quick things. The Hard Rock had so much money on Miami to make the playoff. Mm-hmm. Hard Rock has a monopoly in Florida. So there was a guy who bet Notre Dame to miss the playoffs at 500-1 yesterday. He posted his slip online.
Oh.
He bet $2. Two. Utah! Give me two. He bet $2 and won $1,000. Yep. He won $1,000 because all of the Miami money to make created massive liability. So they had to write some Notre Dame bets, and somebody took advantage, $2 to win $1,000. And then Brad Powers had a really good tweet. If you want to jot this down, you can take shots in the summer. Here are your preseason odds to win the conference championships. Tulane was 3.25 to win the American. Duke was as high as 50-1 to win the ACC. Indiana, 45-1 to win the Big Ten. Texas Tech, 650 to win the Big 12. Kennesaw State, 50-1, Conference USA. Western Michigan, 25-1 to win the MAC. Boise was favored, -0.25 to win the Mountain West. James Madison, 350 Sun Belt. And Georgia, +450 to win the SEC. A lot of big prices there. 50, 45, 50, 25 on teams to win their conferences that took care of business.
I was laughing yesterday. Big Cat tweets out, credit to Brandon Walker for picking the Ducks in our preseason draft. And then he posted an image of the 12 teams that Brandon Walker, their college football guy over at Barstool, picked to make the playoff. In addition to Oregon, he had Penn State, Notre Dame, Baylor, Arizona State, Washington, Texas, LSU, Boise, Missouri, Louisville, and Illinois.
Oh, Illinois. I also, that's funny. I saw a clip of Joel Klatt on social saying, all summer was move Indiana out of the way. I'm like, we have audio of you saying that Illinois is the next Indiana. Like, he's acting like he's acting pro Indiana now.
I know. Well, whatever happens most recently. Also, I saw Joe Klatt saying he's mad that Notre Dame's not playing in a bowl game. None of this matters. I wouldn't play for what? For what? It's like, oh, you're taking your ball and you're going home. Now that we have the playoff, I'm sorry, Joel, and that was an entertaining Big Ten championship. As Chris Mack put it on Friday, and I thought that was well put, this is the most meaningless 1-2 in the history of college football. That's where we're at right now. It didn't matter. Both of those teams are going to be in the playoff. Both of those teams were getting a bye. It meant more as far as the Heisman. I get it. He tries to pump up what he's on. But, yeah, he was going after Notre Dame for not playing in a bowl game.
Imagine hating Notre Dame so much that you care that they pull out of the Pop-Tarts Bowl.
Like, I wouldn't play either. Nobody's going to watch. Who cares? And the other part, they don't want to play in a bowl game on ESPN. They're pissed. And I get it. Case of the Mondays next on BetSwitz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.